Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. You know that feeling when the number of things AI can run simultaneous has already exceeded what any one person can realistically keep track of. Today, while working in co-work, I came across a prompt I hadn't seen before. It suggested I offload what I was working on into a separate window and run it in parallel. I clicked it, and that window ended up becoming my command center. The real value isn't in having a lot of windows open. It's in having one of those windows read the progress of all the others, synthesize it for me, and surface overlaps and conflicts. That shift lets me move up from execution to coordination and judgment. Let me give you a concrete example of something it actually caught. I have a background scheduled task that runs a daily system health check. When the command center read its status that day, it found the task had been stalled for 8 days. No alerts had fired, files that should have been archived had piled up to over 60. That kind of failure, where nothing throws an error but everything just quietly stops, is exactly what I am most likely to miss when I am switching between 7 or 8 windows. There is one boundary worth keeping clearly in mind. The command center is read only with respect to the other windows. It can see everything, but it cannot act on your behalf. So the division of labor works like this. It investigates, drafts the instructions, hands them off to another window that has the ability to act, and then circles back to verify the result. We don't need more tools. What we're missing is a position from which we can see the whole picture. I think that's what a super individual actually looks like in practice.